Welcome to the Good Vibes Club, a normal girl's guide to living your best life and being the best version of yourself. Whether you're listening on your commute, out on a hot girl walk, or curled up on your sofa, open your mind and get ready to feel those good vibes. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Good Vibes Club. I hope you're all feeling all the good vibes today. I hope you've had a great day or a morning or an evening or whatever time you're listening to this. I really hope that you're feeling full of energy and ready to take on a new day or ready to go to sleep with a heart full of gratitude. I'm actually recording this currently on a carpet. I'm sat up in my office and just decided that I'd moved my furniture around the other day and didn't think about the fact that my desk had left the one spot in the house that was soundproofed to the max. So I'm currently sat on the floor recording this for YouTube as well, actually. So if you want to see the visuals, then head over there and check that out. But yeah, I'm literally sat on the floor surrounded by like random things where James is moving in. If you missed that, my latest weekly vlog talks a little bit on him moving in and all that kind of stuff. I think I mentioned it in the last episode about like how to be alone and stuff too. But there is stuff everywhere currently. Combining two flats is quite a task, and I have a lot of respect for anyone who has to combine two larger households, because thank God he's a minimalist and doesn't really have much stuff, but also slightly regretting all of my life choices that led me to own so many things, including the bike that is sat behind my camera right now, without a front wheel. But I need to contact my landlord and just find out the bike store code, because thank God my flats have a bike store so I can pop this bike in, because it doesn't currently have wheels. But I'm planning to keep it. Your girl's going to become a cyclist. I realise that I'm spending a lot of money on petrol going to and from places like the gym or to my therapy sessions, etc., which we can talk about in a bit. But I thought a bike might be quite a nice way to get a bit of exercise in, clear my head, because I physically won't be able to do anything but like listen to a podcast and ride. And also just save a bit of money on petrol. But anyway, today's episode is going to be a little bit similar but different. So if you didn't know, today on the day of upload is actually my birthday. I love that it fell on my birthday this year. It feels like quite a cool way to just have a birthday episode. I don't know. I'm just excited about the fact that it's my birthday. It's podcast day. It's a Wednesday. Like I think it's good vibes. So I thought that I would do a little podcast episode focused around things that I've learned this year, because if you didn't know, I have turned the ripe old age of 31, which blows my mind in equal parts of like, oh my God, I'm officially an adult, and oh my God, I've lost my youth completely. But it's just a really weird thing. Like, I've never pictured myself as a 31-year-old, and that's not saying that I didn't think I'd make it to 31, but I just genuinely never thought about what my life would look like at 31 years old, or I never thought about, I don't really know. I guess I never really thought about any part of my life specifically, but hitting 31, I was like, oh, actually, like, what have I achieved in the last 6 months or 12 months? And how has being 30 affected me? And I flipping loved being 30. I think it was one of the best years of my life for my social life, etc. I feel like my career's done well this year. I've found new loves for different things, which we're going to talk about in this episode. I found my really solid group of friends, and I've got James, who is incredible, and our relationship feels like it's got a lot better. We've moved in together. There's just a lot going on at the moment, and I feel like 30 was a really big year for my discovery of self, I guess. And everyone always said to me that when you turn 30, it's the best years of your life. And I strongly, strongly, strongly agree with that fact, because turning 30 for me, I've just had the best bloody time. I think I've talked about it in a couple of episodes, but I really made my 30th year my yes year. So I said yes to absolutely everything last year, and I just had the best time ever. And then this year, I've still carried on saying yes, but been a bit more savvy with things like money, because let me tell you, I blew my savings account last year. I don't even want to know how much money I spent, but I definitely enjoyed myself. And I didn't really think about the monetary value of things, which was actually really good and bad. So good in the sense that I was just having the best time ever. I wasn't like frivolous with money, but I definitely said yes to things and just thought about the consequences later. But I just think that I maybe should have been a little bit more careful with spending so much money. But you know what? Sometimes you've just got to live and learn. And I definitely have lived and learned that one. But I turned 31 today, if you're listening on the day of upload. Feel free to send me a birthday message. I am accepting them through this podcast episode, as I know you're probably thinking about it. I'm totally kidding. But yeah, I just thought that today's episode would be a good one to really dive deep into things that I've learned this year, and anything that's kind of happened or comes to my mind when I think about the things that have shaped me in my 30th year of life. I guess my good vibe of the week is that it's my birthday, so I don't really need to go into that one, but feel free to let me know on the podcast Instagram what your good vibe of the week is. I always love when you guys message me on there. And I know sometimes I can be really bad at getting back to you and really bad at replying, but I do try my hardest to keep up with like 4 different Instagram accounts, as well as like TikTok and YouTube and everything else. So bear with. If you've messaged me on there and I haven't replied, I promise I will do so. I also have a lot of ideas coming for the podcast Instagram as well. So keep your eyes peeled on there, because it is going to be getting a bit juicy and getting a bit full. But anyway, let's jump into a few things that I have learned at the ripe old age of 30, baby. She's a spring chicken. She's still in her youth, still in her prime, and living her best goddamn life. So these are various different things that are related to life lessons I've learned, or just general things that have really made me feel good this year and have kind of inspired me, or whatever the case may be. So I'm going to jump in with number one, which is a quote that I heard today on... I actually heard it in 2 different places, which is really weird because it's not a quote that ever really comes up in my life. And I heard it on the Law of Attraction Changed My Life podcast this morning. And then I also heard it on Sarah's Day's latest vlog. And that quote is an Einstein quote, and it's insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, which is... I just feel like it really resonated with me today. And obviously it did, because the universe keeps kind of pushing this quote at me. And I even texted it to James earlier because I thought I really need to remember this quote. And that's kind of one of the things that I'm really trying to live by, specifically in the last like 2 months, because I'm very much someone who puts things off till tomorrow. I'm going to do an episode on it at some point, but I very much will put things off till tomorrow, and I make tomorrow's issues, like yesterday's issues, a tomorrow problem, if that makes sense. So I realized that I really need to stop just doing the same thing and expecting things to change. I need to actively be going out of my way to do things differently, whether that's with my snack habit, because I'm expecting my body to change, but I'm not changing anything I'm doing, whether that's things like, doing the same kind of videos over and over on YouTube and expecting more views, or whether that's kind of being inconsistent in my cooking but expecting healthy meals, like just various different things. Like, it's very important to make sure that if you want change in your life, that you change something in your life. And I think that's quite a common thing that we all know but tend to forget about, and I'm really bad for it too. So if you are like me and you tend to forget that kind of fact, don't fear, I am with you, right there next to you, sister. But that's something I'm really working on at the moment, is trying to be more mindful in my approach to things. And for example, this morning I basically woke up planning to film loads of videos, right? So I've got quite a lot backed up on various platforms. I've got like a few TikToks in the bank, a few YouTube videos, a few Instagrams, etc. And I decided that today would be a day where I get more content filmed. And then as I was coming home, I thought, what am I doing? Why am I trying to film all this content? I've got the whole house to clean tomorrow because I've got all my friends coming over. I've got like so many other things to do. I need to go to town to do some returns. I need to post some Vinted parcels. I need to record the podcast. There's just a million other things to do. And I thought, do you know what? Normally, if I didn't want to film these videos because I was like, oh, I don't really need to, I'd be like, I'm just going to have an editing day. And I just thought to myself this morning, make a decision that your future self is going to thank you for. So I decided to tidy the house, clean the house, because we just got rid of the storage unit alongside James moving in. Bloody stupid decision. But we now have a bedroom that is full to the brim of just clutter, stuff and clutter. All of our cupboards are full, everything's full again. I did just do a massive clear out, but it's just one of those things that you have to live with sometimes, and we are in the process of getting rid of it. But I just wanted to really clear the house and make sure that it looked a little bit more spotless and a little bit less cluttered. And I did that basically, and I got carried away. Then I ended up deep cleaning the bathrooms. I've hoovered all the floors. I've like done all the dusting and the mopping and the whatever, and I've basically cleaned the whole house, which led me to being 1 o'clock in the afternoon, sat on the floor recording a podcast episode, which I've needed to be doing for quite a while. I've been putting this off for a few days because I just wanted to do it at the perfect time when I was ready to chat. So a lot of these episodes, that's why there's been the odd one missed here and there, because I want to make sure that when I'm recording them, I feel ready to record, you know, like I want to make sure that I'm really in the mood. Otherwise, I think I sound bored. I've never done one before and posted it that I've been like half in, and I'm glad because I sound bored out of my mind. But yeah, I think that's the big quote, is like doing the same thing just won't give you different results. So I broke the cycle. I didn't sit on the sofa. I cleaned the whole house. I've got the returns to do. I've got Vinted to do, which I'm going to do in a little bit. And then I'm going to just, I think, do my nails and have a bit of a pamper evening, to be honest, because they're the things that I need to be doing right now. I don't need to be recording more stuff and filming more stuff. I've got loads of it. So that's kind of a whole topic in itself, which I can touch on in a future episode. And then number two is whole foods are so much better for me, and I actually enjoy cooking. And this is something that's come about because of listening to podcasts, speaking to my friend Georgia, who's also my coach. Also, I think I don't give myself enough credit for the fact that I have changed my thought processes. So yes, I've had help along the way from various external sources, but I think that I need to be proud of myself and realize that I am a big part of this change. And I currently have probably the healthiest relationship with food that I've ever had. And obviously that is down to all these external things too. But I think the biggest thing is having that mindset shift, because you could have everyone in the world telling you a certain thing, but it takes you really being receptive of that thing to take it on board, if that makes sense. So the one thing I've really focused on specifically in the last 6 months is nourishing my body with really good food. And that doesn't mean that I don't drink wine or snack or eat rubbish food sometimes, because I absolutely do. I'm human. I had Nando's for dinner last night, but it's just being a bit more mindful in what my body is consuming. So I've started making sure I take my greens in the morning. I've got the, what they called, like the free soul greens that everyone on TikTok hypes. I've had them for ages and then I saw it all over TikTok and thought, meh, I'm going to give them a try. So I take those in the morning. I've been making sure I take my supplements every single day. I've been making sure I'm still drinking loads of water. When I'm cooking, I'm using whole foods. I'm not using a lot of processed things. And it's just kind of nourishing my body. And it's taught me a lot about how much I really like to cook. I have to be in the mood for it, but I do really enjoy a good cooking sesh. Number three is that happiness comes from within and it doesn't always need external validation. And the reason I've said doesn't always need external validation is because sometimes you can be in a funk and it just takes a little bit of distraction to kind of kickstart your brain into thinking a bit differently. Because I don't know about you, but I used to really struggle with finding happiness within myself. I used to really seek happiness from other people and be quite codependent on everyone around me. And I've really started to learn how to be my own best friend, obviously referencing back to the other podcasts if you want to go listen to those. And I think that 99% of the time I'm happy because I'm happy and I've found hobbies that I really love. I've got friends around me that I love. I've got the most incredible boyfriend ever. He's just an absolute gem. My family life, I get on really well with my family, which is something that's been a bit turbulent sometimes over the years. And I've just really kind of focused on nurturing me and then also nurturing all the people around me as well and all those relationships, because I think you're number one, but then also those relationships need nurturing. You can't just expect flowers to bloom while you're not watering them. So I've been really focused on that, and I do think that as much as happiness does come from within, I do think sometimes you need that little bit of help externally. And it's totally okay if you're feeling low to reach out to a friend who's going to make you feel good, because sometimes if you're in a bit of a slump, you really do need that other person to pull you out, or you need an activity. Like, I do find that there's the odd occasion where I'm maybe feeling a little type of way, or I'm really low, or I'm really down, and being by myself, even if I take myself out of my house and go for a walk, just isn't quite enough to break that negative thought processing. So I end up having to like make sure a friend is close by or something, and just going and seeing someone, because it does really help when you are in that mind frame to just talk about other things and like be around other people and just socialize a little bit. So I do think sometimes happiness can come from within if you're feeling really low, but for the most part it's really good to make sure that it comes from yourself. And I obviously can do episodes on these in the future. I know that a lot of you really resonate with my episodes more about kind of friendships and life timelines and all that kind of thing. So as much as I do feed the manifestation stuff in, I really want to make sure that I'm nurturing those kind of topics as well and giving you the best advice possible from literally just a normal girl sat on her bedroom floor in a shithole recording a podcast. Because quite honestly, as much as I adore my flat and it is this beautiful little haven, right now it ain't so beautiful and it's not quite a haven. But yeah, I just want you to feel like you're never alone when you listen to these. Number five is that No, sorry, this is number four. Number four is if you're more open to friendships, friendships will find you. And this is kind of what me and Ebony spoke about in our episode about making friends as an adult. And I really strongly do believe this because throughout my life, I've never had like that many friends. So to give you a bit of a story time, I've always grown up being like the odd one out in a friend group. Like I've never really had the most friends in the world. I've always kind of darted about friend groups and I never really let anyone in enough because I've got a lot of childhood trauma quite clearly. But I just never really fully let people in. And I would leave people on read a lot if it was texting. I would kind of avoid meeting up with new friends because I was scared that people wouldn't like me or et cetera, et cetera. And I realized that as I was growing up, my pool of friends was getting smaller and smaller and smaller because the people I was letting in were getting less and less and less. So entering kind of 2021 kind of era, I would say that I had like three really core friends. Everyone else was kind of like a loose friend or an acquaintance, etc. Because don't get me wrong, like I do still have Instagram friends and like work friends, I would say they are, because obviously this is my job. And like friends of friends or boyfriends, friends, girlfriends and whatever. And I think that from the beginning of 2022, to be honest, because that's last year, I'm thinking it's 22. From the beginning of 2022, I really made the conscious decision to say to myself, look, let's make sure that the people in your life are the best quality people that you could be around. Because there is that age old saying of you are the product of the five people you spend the most time with. So you want to make sure those five people are people who uplift you, who inspire you, not who bring you down and make you feel like shit, for want of a better word. So I very much weeded people out at the beginning of last year. And I made sure that anyone who didn't align with my lifestyle or who made me feel bad about myself or who just brought me down and was always negative and wasn't appreciating me as a person was weeded out. And it's really hard to do that. Like it's really hard to break those bonds with friendships, especially if you've known them a really long time. But I think for your own mental health and your own happiness, sometimes that's essential and it's okay. Like there doesn't need to be a whole reason why that person shouldn't be in your life anymore. It could just be that you've grown apart and that's totally okay. But everyone in your life should align to who you are and what you're about. And I made a really conscious effort over last year to accept friendships and make friendships. So not just sitting back and kind of waiting for friends to come to me, because I think that's never going to work. Like you can't sit back and write a gratitude list and expect it all to happen without making any changes. Like we've just said, doing the same thing over and over won't get different results. But I do think that if you are receptive to friends, like replying to someone's Instagram story if you think you'd like to go for a coffee with them. Like there's a girl in my area and we've kind of like loosely spoken for, I'd say since we were teenagers, like we've always kind of known of each other, like we've messaged here and there on like Bebo or whatever. And I literally reached out to her a few weeks ago and was like, look, you live in the same area. I don't really know anyone around here. Like, do you want to grab a coffee sometime? Because it'd be great to hang out. And funnily enough, she's probably going to be listening to this, but she had listened to the podcast episode that I did about making friends and said pretty much the same thing. And was like, oh my God, I thought about messaging you, but I didn't want to because just in case you didn't say yes and like blah, blah. And anyway, we've ended up like very loosely trying to arrange meeting up because she's really busy, I'm really busy, and it's quite a pain in the bum trying to arrange anything. But just being kind of more open and more receptive. So for example, this past 12 months, I'd say since I turned 30, if not just before, I have made so many new friends. And that's because I've been so open to making those friends. And I've been a good friend, which I think is also a really important part because you have to be a friend to have a friend. And I've just really focused on like nurturing those friendships that were growing. And if one seemed like it was blossoming, then I could just put a little bit of effort in and just see what happens. Because sometimes that person isn't your person and sometimes you don't end up with the best friendship in the world, but sometimes you do. Like sometimes that could be the most amazing friendship ever. I've got a group chat with three of my friends. We call ourselves the Moon Hunters because we're always taking pictures of the moon. It's so random and so bizarre. Probably sounds ridiculous, but that's our little group chat. And when that group chat was formed, it was literally the first time all of us had hung out. So me and Ebony were already friends. I knew Rhiannon through Instagram. We just met Rosie on a press trip to Lapland and Rosie loosely knew Rhiannon and we kind of all ended up coming together for this dinner. And after the dinner, we made this group chat and we were like, okay, let's like just make a group chat because it'd be really fun to keep in touch. I now use that group chat because we all live kind of scattered. Like me and Ebony live really close, but Rhiannon lives like in Liverpool and she lives about an hour away when she's at home. Rosie lives about 45 minutes away, if not a little bit further. So we're all kind of spread out. And it just kind of, it became a group chat that I message in every single day, but I never expected that to happen. Like, we just formed this amazing friendship, and it's because I allowed that to happen. Like, I could easily have just not really replied to messages and just let it all fade off, but we nurture that. And whenever we're all close by, and whenever like Rhiannon's home from university and stuff, we make a point to meet up. If we're all invited to the same events, we go to that event. Like, we try our hardest to meet up as much as we possibly can. And granted, it's really hard. I think we've all seen each other maybe once as a four since we first met back in December as a group, but we've all hung out like in little groups and stuff. So like, I've just been to Amsterdam with Rosie, Ebony and Rhiannon have just hung out, and like the girls all like mix and match. Basically, we're all just like mingling friends, but it's really nice. And I think that being receptive to friends has just really helped. So I actually, when I was, this is really long-winded, I don't know why I'm waffling so much, but enjoy my waffles. When I was planning my birthday this year, I didn't really know what to do for it, but I'm quite a birthday person. Like, I like to make a big deal of my birthday because no one's ever really made a big deal of my birthday before. And in the last like 2 or 3 years, I've just made a big effort to be like, do you know what? I need to make a big deal. And like, I should make a big deal, and I shouldn't feel bad for like making an effort for my birthday. So last year, obviously, was turning 30. So I made a birthday month. Why not? And this year I decided that I wanted to just do one thing with my friends, something separate with James. You'll understand why in a minute. But just do one big thing with my friends and bring everyone together and like just cross all of my groups over, mingle everyone together. And just, I love all these people so much that I know they will all love each other. And I wanted to do like a boat day. And this is the reason that James is not coming, because I didn't realize how many friends I have accumulated to the point where there was like 14 people that I invited on this boat. And that was just girlfriends and just like my close friends and like the people I would consider to be like the ones that I would turn to if I really need them. Obviously there is other friends and stuff that I adore equally, but 14 people, and then finding a boat for one for 14 people is really, really difficult. So I would have invited all of the partners of all my friends. However, that would have then meant having like 28 people, and you cannot find a boat for 28 people unless it's like a really ugly boat. It's basically a wedding at that point. It's really expensive. So I've ended up with a really cute boat in Henley-on-Thames, which is actually kind of far from us. I didn't realize how far it was. When I invited all of those people, I literally was sat there like, oh my God, when did I get so many friends? Because for a long, long time, it was just me and my two best friends. And I could not, I honestly can't believe that I have that many people who like me enough to come to my birthday party. And that sounds ridiculous, but it's just never happened. Like, I've never been someone with loads and loads and loads of friends, but I'm very grateful that most of them can come. A few of them can't. It's my friend Jay's wedding anniversary. Like, I've got friends who can't get it off work. Like, one of my best friends has got her children that weekend. So there's just like a few different situations where people can't make it, which is fine. But it just, it blew my mind that I had so many friends. And then I'm also doing, I think on my actual birthday, I'm having a beach day with James, which is gonna be very exciting. I always said to him, one of my absolute vision board goals, I say vision board goals because it's one of my absolute goals that has been on my vision board for years, is to spend a birthday on the beach at sunset with a pizza. And the beach that I've been going to quite a lot recently, which is called, I think it's Hingersbury Head, which is about like an hour and a half from my house, but it's like one of the closest beaches that isn't West Wittering, because West Wittering you can't really get food. They have a little Pizza Hut, like not a Pizza Hut the brand, but like a pizza, a hut that sells pizza. And I said to him, like, I've literally found my vision board goal. So on my birthday, he's got the day off work, and we're gonna go sit on the beach and have a pizza and watch the sun go down and just have a really nice like day together with no phones and just enjoy each other's company, which I'm so excited for because I love that boy so much. I cannot wait to spend one-on-one time with him. But the next one is that life doesn't always go the way you'd planned, and it's okay for plans to change. Which the next point kind of leads on to this, because all I've written is that life timelines are bullshit. But I meant this point being more so that like sometimes you think you're in your forever career and you think you're in your forever thing, and then life will throw a curveball. And I feel like the universe at the moment is throwing me a bit of a curveball. And being online as an influencer is changing quickly. So the way that I used to make money is changing. It's not as easy to make money anymore, or it is, but there's so many people. And there's just a lot of factors that lead to this job being a little bit harder in the last like 6 months than it used to be. And that's not due to like anything particular, but I do think that there is various different bits and pieces that kind of make it a little bit harder. And I know that 95% of people that I speak to are also struggling. So it's just, it's one of those things. Social media is changing. The way that things happen is changing. It's not a bad thing, but it definitely made me realize that I need to reevaluate what I put my effort into and where my money comes from, because I've been so lucky that this has been my full-time job for 7 years. I've earned so much money, more money than I knew what to do with at times. I've had amazing experiences. I've got the life of my dreams. I have an amazing like house, car. I've had amazing experiences. Like my entire life is such a dream. But the last few months, it has been a bit more of a struggle. And I have friends of mine who've gone back to working full time because of the same thing. And I've realized that like keeping all my eggs in one basket just wasn't a wise thing to do, which is why the podcast started. It's why I have started, actually, I don't know if I've really mentioned this anywhere online, but I fell in love with nail art at the beginning of the year. And I decided to look into biosculpture because my friend Tash was going to a girl locally who does biosculpture. Basically, we'd all been on this journey where we'd go for nails together every 2 or 3 weeks and we'd always get acrylics. Our nails were wrecked, like so wrecked. So Tash kind of sparked off doing this like healthy nail journey with biosculpture. I started getting Biab from a friend who does nails. And when she was talking about biosculpture, I was like, do you know what? That sounds really good. Like it sounds like such a cool concept, like it's really healthy for your nails, it comes off really easily, they're beautiful colors, like it's just so good for your nails, and it's the best gel that you can actually get for your nails. So I just thought, you know what, I would love to actually just learn, like go and do a course and just learn how to do nails, because I am someone who loves learning. And I think human beings as a species, are we a species? I guess we kind of are, but we're just made, like it's in our DNA to want to learn all the time. And I don't know about you, but I always just love learning new things, whether it's like a random hobby or whatever. Like I just love learning. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to go do this course. I'm going to pay my money. I'm going to get all the equipment and I'm just going to learn how to do it. So I did. And initially it was just to do my own nails. And then obviously friends were asking me to do theirs because I knew how to do it and it saves them money because I would charge them like nothing. And I've ended up being like, actually, do you know what? The universe is starting to make this a little bit more of a like temptation, I guess. So I started to branch off and I have not actually really done much yet for it, but I'm going to start kind of inquiring in my local area and just seeing if there's any women locally who want their nails done. Because I think for one, it's a really good way to socialize. For two, it's another creative outlet because my hobby was this, like being social media. This is now my job. So it's quite nice to actually have like a different creative outlet, and I just really enjoy it. Like I just really, really love doing it. So I have got all the goods and stuff like in the corner of my office, and I just think I'm gonna see what happens. So branching out from doing friends' nails and seeing if I can get some clients and stuff, maybe one day a week. And it's just another little income that if, God forbid, I hope it never does, but if the social media thing doesn't really work out, then I've got something to fall back on. And just kind of putting my finger in different pies. So the Good Vibes Club, I have a lot of plans for, and I'm really excited for where it's going to go. And I really think that the trajectory that I've got for this podcast is going to be incredible. And I think you're all going to love it. So I'm just going to really nurture it and we'll see what happens. But I really love making these and I'm so glad that so many of you resonate. And I actually had a really beautiful voice note from my friend Rosie earlier, who was basically saying that she found so much comfort in some of the episodes and that she really resonated and that she really loved the podcast and she laughed and she cried and she really just loved it. And I think it's so nice when you hear that kind of thing from someone and it just makes you feel like you're doing the right thing, you know? So yeah, I really love doing this podcast and it was a very spur of the moment decision, but I'm glad I did it. And then moving on to the point six, I've only got eight, don't worry, this podcast is not going to be 7 years long. Number six is the life timelines are bullshit. And that kind of leads on to what I've just said about life not always going to plan and having to trust the universe. But it's also kind of relating back to the episode I did with Tash, where we spoke a lot about how when you turn certain ages, there's certain expectations and we all kind of feel like we're behind. And the one thing I've realized is that there's not a single person, male or female, in my life who feels like they are not behind in life. Everyone's always got something else that they wish they'd done. And it's like, we're not happy with, like, well, not that we're not happy, but I think we all kind of want what we don't have. Like, the grass is always greener on the other side. That's not saying everyone feels that way, but I've noticed that throughout my friendships, a lot of people kind of say the same thing, that they wish their life looked a little bit different, or they wish they'd done something a little bit differently at some point. And it's really interesting to just like hear what people think and hear about like how everyone wishes they'd done things differently. Like, people who got mortgages regret the mortgage because they wish they'd traveled with that money and like then settled down later or whatever. But yeah, I just think hitting 31, God, I feel old saying that. I actually think I'm going to end up crying next week. I don't know why I'm saying this so blasé. I cried before my 30th birthday too. But I think turning 31 has just made me realise that I really did think that I would be settled down. And even now still, I think the concept of like 30 is getting on, like you really do feel that clock ticking. And it's so funny because I never necessarily wanted to be a young parent, and I never wanted to get married in my 20s, and I never wanted to buy a house, but I've started to want those things like soon. And I think with the children thing, like I think it's kind of dawned on me that like when you have your first one, you've then got to have a second one if you want two. I definitely don't want one. I want more than one. And it's just kind of like knowing that that the second child has got to come after the first child. So like if I have the first at like 33, then I'll be having the second at like 35, 36. And like, how far along that line do you go? Because like my mum was 36 when she had me, and she was 38 when she had my brother. I would never say she was an old parent, but then I'm like, God, that's quite a few years away. Like, I don't know if I want to wait that long. But yeah, I definitely think that everyone's on their own timeline and things happen when they're happening for a reason. Thank God I didn't have children in my 20s, because the people I would have been having children with would have been the wrong people. Thank God I didn't buy a house with those people. Thank God I listened to my gut and went traveling. And like, I'm so glad that my life turned out the way it turned out, because I think had I have just lived it a bit differently, it would be so bizarre. Like if I'd never just said yes to traveling the world with an ex-boyfriend, like I literally probably would never have left this area. And I wouldn't have had half the experiences, and it's crazy, isn't it? Okay, to be fair, I feel like number 7 is also kind of the same thing, but I just said age is a number and it doesn't mean anything. So just because you are 31, 45, 62, 13, those numbers don't mean anything. They do if you're under the age of 16, 18, probably shouldn't have said 13, but I was just throwing random numbers out of my head. But age is just a number and you are only as old as you feel. So if you are 62, I fully get now, by the way, when my parents have said to me my whole life, like, oh, I still feel 19. I don't know what you're talking about. And I now get it, because I still feel like 22. And I don't know how it happens, but I still feel like a young spring chicken. And then sometimes I get a bit of a reality check in the mirror when I spot a new grey hair or a new wrinkle or something. And I'm like, oh God, you're not actually 22 anymore, Jess. You're nearly 10 years older than that. But it is funny how age is just a number, and the way that we perceive the world is... like, I would say that the only thing that changes as you get older is you become more wise and you become more aware. And I think the financial freedom of growing up and like falling into a stable career and stuff. But then I wouldn't even say you necessarily need a stable career, because like J.K. Rowling was broke when she was like 40 and then she wrote Harry Potter. Like, people aren't always like on a good trajectory. And like, there's people I follow who are in their late 30s who are now only just becoming financially stable or have only just started having kids and stuff. And I think age is a number and you're as young as you feel. And then my last one was that it's okay to take a break sometimes, which kind of leads me to say something that's kind of sad, but also something that I think is a good step and a necessary one. And that is, the podcast is taking a small season break. So I've decided, because it's my birthday episode, to take a little bit of a break from recording episodes, because I think I've got a lot of topics in my head that I really want to talk about, but I'm really struggling at the moment to keep up with the recording and the editing and all that kind of stuff, because it's a busy summer for me. I've got a lot going on, and I'd rather take a little bit of a break and still be recording the episodes but just be putting them out a little bit delayed, and just give you guys some really good quality again, because I felt so guilty for the couple that I've missed, and I want to get some really good guests together, but people are away a lot at the moment, and I just want to make sure that this podcast is as whole and full and teaching you to live your best life as possible, and I really want to make sure that I give it my all. So I'm going to be rounding off the season, which I think is quite normal. I know a lot of people do just podcast year round, but I know there's also a lot of people who take breaks, and I've decided to take a small season break. it's not going to be forever. It's not going to be a long one. It's only going to be like a month or two, and come back with fresh topics, fresh guests, new things that are in the talks, little secret projects that are going on, and just really try and come back with a bang. So I thought my birthday episode would be the perfect way to round off this whole podcast season. I really hope you've enjoyed it though. I hope you've enjoyed listening to all of the different guest episodes. I tried to bring on some really amazing people that I knew you guys would love. If there is people you want me to bring on, please let me know, because I can always reach out to people and ask if they want to come on. There has been a few people that I've been asked about before who have said they don't want to come on a podcast and they're not comfortable, which is totally okay. Not everyone's about podcasting. But I am going to try and get some really good people on for you next season. And we're going to try and make sure that each episode has a really good topic. So keeping on the manifestation things, I know a lot of you really love that, but also nurturing the other side of things as well, which is just talking about how things are normal. You are normal. Everything is good. And yeah, just making you feel like you're living your best life. But I'm going to round the podcast episode off here because I've just noticed it started raining and I've got some washing outside, which is never good. I actually have a blanket outside too because I pulled it off my bed, and we had like a sheet on the bed with a duvet on top because if it gets cold, we just pull the duvet over. There was a giant spider in it earlier, so I've like bundled it on the balcony until James gets home to deal with it. But yeah, I really hope you've enjoyed this episode. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast so far. If you want it to come back, let me know. Don't forget to check out the Good Vibes Club on Instagram, because I'm going to keep that running. That's thegoodvibesclub.podcast on Instagram. If you could please leave me a rating and review, I'd really appreciate it on whatever platform you listen on. I think on Spotify you can only leave a rating, but on Apple you can leave a review as well. It would mean the world to me because it just helps this podcast get to more people, and it helps me to be just recognized a little bit more in the podcasting world. And thank you so much for being so incredible. I love you all, and I will speak to you very soon. But don't worry, you can still find me on every other platform if you can't wait to get your next fix.